God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! The dog poet is back in his saucer after being downed by intense electromagnetic waves, being focused on his craft. Was it only last week? We've been running without all shields in place, which wasn't smart. Hadn't figured on interdimensional assault, but apparently we've reached the attention of certain long-surviving entities who have an interest in maintaining the Earth as a zone of darkness. Or at least that's how it appears at the moment. We're hovering over Kyrgyzstan, observing the American neocon murder base, which is likely to go condo in the near future, courtesy of some outstanding chess on the part of Vladimir Putin. It looks like there may be fewer dead Afghanis, at least for a little while in the future. Let's hope the opium industry of the West isn't going to experience too much downsizing in production, given their all-out efforts to addict a large portion of the Russian population, along with financing global mass murder. All this is going on, and I know about it, and many others know about it, but President Obama doesn't know about it. Senators and congressmen on the Foreign Relations Committees, Homeland Security, and other related political brothels operating in the interests of Rothschildlandia don't know about the black bag nation destabilizing operations of the ridden hard and put away wet land of the free used to be? Never was. Despite the awesome evil being perpetrated by the crime family pretending to be a simple genocide performing, just add water, shake and bake nation in the Middle East, and despite the conversion of men and women without principles into coke hanger whipped crack whores masquerading as public servants, I'm feeling more and more confident about the future because this really is the apocalypse. Hallelujah for that. Can I get a witness? People, we're all witnesses in our own awakening as the veils are torn away from the heavy B&D, real-life snuff film that is the pleasure and the livelihood of those who seek to tie us to the rack. Video at 11, courtesy of Fox Goblin News, bringing you all the latest information as soon as it comes out of the oven. We make news so real you can't believe it isn't. But if you taste it, you won't have to think for a moment about whether it's butter or not. Butter doesn't taste like the money shot from Pink Flamingos, and neither does margarine with added fat. Where was I? Actually, I was in the saucer sauna only a few moments ago, receiving a heated light bath with penetrative rays. It does wonders, removing the effects of electromagnetic mania rays. It actually converts the residue for other uses the way your body processes sugar. Neat, huh? You won't be getting one of these at Walmart. Let's dwell on the apocalypse tonight. Let's dwell in it. Let's bathe in it. Because it has penetrating rays of light just like my sauna, except it's got more of them, of considerably more power. I always thought the apocalypse was a negative event, like Armageddon. But now I know it's a wonderful thing. Well, not in all cases, but certainly for the good of the planet we're on. The confinement pods are opening. You can feel the life-giving oxygen flooding into the pods as the gases of illusion are hissing back into the breathing tube canisters. Expect to feel drowsy and off balance at first, and also expect that you will experience irritation and impatience as a whole new array of sensory tools come into operation. It's exactly like a snake shedding its skin, or perhaps you prefer identifying it as a chrysalis stage. Most people have difficulty with serpent imagery, and that is because it has an atavistic component and reaches far back into our unremembered past. Perhaps the Garden of Eden allegory helps in some way. Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge and hid from the divine because they interpreted something shameful about their nakedness. Previous to this, they were also naked, were they not? It had no shameful connotations then, did it? That which tempts us into an awareness of the phenomenological world is the same force that frees us from it by bringing us through stages of understanding to a state of regenerated innocence. Our perception of a dual world is what has caused us to be manipulated by fear and uncertainty this long. This is what is capitalized upon by those who have been preying upon us and stealing the fruits of our labor. This is why they made the premier guilt-producing substance the accepted escape mechanism on this plane, and that would be alcohol. They've rendered the rest illegal because some portion of the rest tend to put the mind into a position to see what's been happening to it. This is not an accident. This is all calculated. The lures of the world through the urgings of appetite are designed to destroy your health and your balance in relation to nature. We knew much more about healing health problems in generations past, and now we see newly manufactured health concerns and sweeping epidemics that did not exist before, made by certain vested interests, plying the senses with attractions that slowly kill the host, and sometimes not so slowly. You could say that the world is the throne of the Dark Lord as well as the footstool of the luminous divine. The Dark Lord, inasmuch as he is understood to exist, is here for the purpose of trapping those disposed to evil in their own webs. He creates certain constantly repeated conditions, and the divine directs the human intelligence through a series of challenges whose purpose is to free the being from the conditions they find themselves in, or to further trap them if that is their intent. The most terrible of roles are those being played by those whose intent it is to harm and enslave their fellows. It is in these times, known as the apocalypse, when the ones doing the Dark Lord's work are exposed to the awakening minds and also to themselves. Rightfully do they tremble when they see what they have become. Before it dawns on them, they thought themselves all-powerful and untouchable. They could not imagine there actually was a force monitoring every single event of existence in the universe. Many of them cloaked themselves in the garbs of priests and ministers because, since there was no God, they might as well make a fortune representing him, not to mention getting laid with the prophet. What a surprise when it was revealed that the whole of the dream of life was always completely under the control of the one will. This revelation dawns individually upon various pretenders every day, but during an apocalypse, it dawns en masse. A good image to remember is that which we remember, if we do remember it, that involved Gandalf and Aragorn and the rest of the crew from the battle for Minas Tirith, when they were before the gates of Mordor, surrounded by Sauron's army and despairing of the victory. And then the Ring of Power was dropped into Mount Doom and Sauron's mind was taken off his armies. When that happened, Sauron's armies lost their will, their focus, and their sense of purpose. In blind panic, they ran off in all directions without knowing why or where they were going. No doubt many of them could not explain to themselves what they had been doing just moments earlier. This is very much what is coming. The will is going to be removed from the operations and intentions of those who are bent on evil. It's going to be removed from those who are serving them, in many cases under false assumptions, without knowing at all the real intent of their masters. They were just following orders. It all seemed to be the right thing to do until the blindfolds came off. Celebrate the apocalypse. It's a fair wind blowing. This wind is carrying the eagles of your salvation, like the eagles that came for Frodo and Samwise. Some of you might also know that the eagle represents the spiritual sight of the awakened Scorpio, who has taken the venom of its lower scorpion totem and distilled a healing tincture from it. The same is the case of the risen serpent. This is the primary secret that is concealed by organized religion, which presents the serpent force as an agent of the devil. It is your liberator in disguise. The secrets of our true nature and heritage are distorted in the teachings of organized religion for the material profit of those concealing the truth for their own benefit. Even the devil is transformed into an angel of light at the given moment. Be not deceived. This quote from the Bible has been all but removed from Scripture of recent times. Where it has not been removed, it has been deliberately misinterpreted to continue your enslavement to a lie. Fear is a faith killer. Lies are designed to compromise your heart and weaken your will in service to something that has no power except what fear and lies provide it with. If you are not swayed by fear or deceived by lies, then it has no power over you at all. It is why some of us can walk in this world seeing and the rest are wandering blind. When you cannot see, you cannot accurately interpret what is taking place around you. You have to rely on the reports of those claiming to see. I realize how difficult it is to wake up to the fact that the whole world which you believe to be true is actually a lie. Even when you know this must be so, its sheer overwhelming presence is enough to make you doubt what you suspect to be true. But now, your new best friend, the apocalypse, is exposing the lies. Every day, the influence of the media is being compromised by strange accidents they can't control. Every day, politicians and religious leaders are being caught in scandals, and that process is accelerating. As you can see in the case of the Pope, as you can see with Israel's vicious mistreatment of the Palestinians and their international organ trafficking, as you can see in the sudden mass media revelations that Israel does indeed have nuclear weapons. Turkey and Egypt were going to confront them at the nuclear arms talk, and that's why Nitwit Yahu couldn't even attend. I suspect he went to a private buffet composed entirely of missing children. You see, when your power starts to run low, you have to perform more evil to get it recharged. Unfortunately, that's not going to work anymore. The apocalypse also has a seriously ironic sense of humor, so the method of exposure is going to start taking on some really cosmic, comic characteristics, in a kind of pants-down, caught-on-camera sort of way. Some of it's going to be dreadful, much more dreadful than the recent WikiLeaks release of the killer Apache helicopters. Ride the apocalypse, my friends. Sail on the new ship of seeing. The ship is an ice cutter, and it's breaking up the frozen intransigence of our misguided past and returning it to flowing water and the promise that entails. The frozen sunlight is also becoming liquid, reshaping our being into something nearer to the heart's desire. Let the dead bury the dead, and let the living walk into the new world that opens before us. My suggestion to you is to try to spend some time in nature and have a conversation with the divine. If that is not possible, and I suppose there may be situations where that is the case, find a private place and go within. Ask for guidance and ask for strength and all of the qualities that you can imagine would be important at this time. Ask for your shortcomings and blindness to be removed and replaced with the qualities of the divine. This is your true heritage. You are not asking for something that is not already yours, and it waits only upon your capacity to be singly focused upon it. Those of you who are following the more likely to be true news sites, as opposed to the certain to be untrue lame mass media, are being given increasingly larger daily rations of evidence that the fabric of reality is tearing. This is not the mind of tearing that expresses itself in financial extremis. Active and looming wars, pandemics, and the usual fare which remarks those periods of change and upheaval. I am speaking of the light of awareness that is leaking through the tear in the manufactured reality that was never real to begin with. Manufactured reality is a cradle-to-grave amusement park ride where the participant is not nearly as amused as the advertisements promised. This veil of tears is being backlit from outside, or inside as you prefer, and that light is acting upon the tears in the same way the sun acts upon the dew. We're surrounded by bad news and the activities of those possessed by darkness, and it's only just coming into view what they intend. Still, if the prophecies are real and if the divine truly is remarkable beyond our comprehension and indeed loves us more than we know, then how can we allow the forces of appearances to limit the reach of our faith? We walk right into the prison house under our own power when we let the weakest and most corrupt among us determine what we will believe. I believe their world is coming down around their ears. In some ways, it's our world too, and everyone will lose something when it goes. It's a much better idea to let go of it now. This is what realized yogis and true spiritual initiates possess. They have let the world and all expectations upon it pass out of their hearts and minds. Their attention is fixed upon that brighter sphere, and with each passing moment they reside more fully in that other world. You may see them here, doing simple and ordinary things like all of us, but they are not here. They're there. Maybe I should say they're not there. They're here. I'm talking about this because all the signs indicate that the ones who assume they are powerful and are not are ratcheting up for whatever it is they've been working on for so long. Nature's rumbling and something's coming. Whatever it is, it's far too big for you and I to be able to do anything about it. As we are being awakened, we are being tested on what we are being shown to see which way we are going to go. Those who fail will have another opportunity after another time of seasoning. But the opportunity that stands before us now is immense. These opportunities do not come around often. You should not think you are unequal to it. The ability is there. You have always had it within you. You must discover it. You must go within where it is. You must dig and dig until you discover it. This is the effort that you must make. But sometimes, the very best thing you can do is just stand fast. You don't have to analyze everything or live in constant apprehension that you won't know what to do. Because actually, we don't know what to do. That's the problem. We think we know, but we don't. However, someone does know what to do, and it will happen if we only stand fast and believe. End the war within, and you will go your way in peace without. Everything is in our minds, so if we just empty out our minds and allow the presence to exist there, then what the presence is composed of will become the life and the consciousness within us, instead of the monkey chattering of our minds, which leads nowhere except into the grave, back upon the mortal wheel. Well, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast. Only this one didn't get broadcast, but you have downloaded it, I suppose, because you're listening to it, and hopefully that's sufficient. I'll see you. No, I won't see you next week, because it's not going to happen next week either. But I've never seen you in the first place, because we're just, you know, talking, and you got that. But you'll be able to download this next week again, even though we won't be on the air. So you'll hear this next week, if there is one. In the meantime, let your heart be full and your mind empty of all thoughts of trouble and want. You'll have what you need when the time comes. On that note, aloha and aru!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.